Philadelphia added 2 new community schools today. It added 9 last year. Community schools also house non-educational programs to benefit the neighborhood as a whole, not just students. Mayor Jim Kenney says it was important to maintain some momentum in expanding the programs despite serious obstacles.
The newest community schools are Samuel Gompers Elementary School in far west Philadelphia and George Washington High School in the far northeast. George Washington senior Sana Ahmadi describes her neighborhood like this.
I always tell people Northeast is one of my favorite neighborhoods in Philadelphia, and everyone's like, why? It's so boring, but it's so diverse. Like, just walking down the street, you'll hear like 20 different languages going on.
That ethnic diversity was key to Washington's selection. Also key was geographic diversity, says community schools director Susan Gabreski. Both schools selected are in neighborhoods far from Center City that were not touched by the first community schools cohort.
One of the things we heard from Philadelphians when we did our community outreach work and our initial listening tour was how important it was for them to see this get to lots of places.
The new neighborhoods, however, are not especially needy. The first group of community schools tended to be in poorer areas. The first group is also a lot bigger. The city only named 2 schools this year because it's waiting on the outcome of a lawsuit challenging the city's sweetened beverage tax, which is being used to fund community schools. Mayor Kenney says he'd like to expand the initiative faster.
And we're losing time over this stupid legal challenge. However, we will not lose momentum.
Despite this delay, the administration still plans to have 25 community schools up and running by the end of Kenney's first term. Avi Wolf-Manarant, WHYY News.